Blackstone Audio presents The Planet Thieves by Dan Crocus. This book is read by Kirby Hayborn. Chapter 1. The prank Mason Stark pulled on his sister was doomed from the beginning. For starters, he wasn't supposed to be on the bridge. Cadets age 13 and under were forbidden from any section of the ship deemed combat sensitive, which pretty much left the crew quarters, cafeteria, gym, and certain hallways as the only places they could roam. Sometimes Mason's sister, Lieutenant Commander Susan Stark, would tour the engineering decks with him, but that was it. The pranks were a new thing, born from pure boredom. The last one, on fellow cadet Tom Renner, who Mason thought needed to experience what Academy One called humility in the face of glory, had ended badly. Mason's lip was almost healed, but Tom's left eye was still mottled bruise yellow. In Mason's defense, there wasn't much for 18 cadets to do on a ship that was mostly closed to them. Sure, when no one was looking, they raced each other down the corridors or held mock battles, but that got old. And Mason was sick of the crew sneering at the cadets or telling them to knock it off. Mason already had years of training, but was forced to imitate cargo just to log his required space time for the summer quarter. Another reason his prank was doomed: Mason hadn't known that Captain Renner would call a code yellow in the middle of the night from her personal quarters. Her voice booming through the ship had made him drop the final bolt he'd removed from Susan's chair. The bright white light on the bridge had changed to a pulsing yellow. Under normal circumstances, the bridge was under the computer's control between 0300 and 0600 hours. Now it would be fully staffed in a matter of minutes, a full hour before it should be. Which of course made Mason wonder what could rouse the captain and the ship in the middle of the night. Nothing good, he knew. The last reason his prank was doomed: Susan was usually the first person on the bridge each morning. She liked to set up her engineering console and drink her morning synth coffee, all while looking through the great transparent dome that separated the bridge from cold, empty space. She was supposed to fall out of her chair by herself. No one was supposed to be watching. Afterward, she would laugh, maybe put Mason in a headlock and rub her knuckles over his head until it burned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?